Country Bob FM.
Hear ye, hear ye. Bob Almanac time. This morning has gone by quick.
It has.
It's gone by quickly, and that's okay for a Monday. I don't see a problem with that.
Nope.
Do
all
not
good.
See a problem. It's when the Saturdays and the Sundays go quickly that can be a real issue. The Almanac, Bob Almanac, this date in history, birthdays, and the gones but not forgottens. Today, Monday, February 11th, 42nd day of the year, 323 left to go. I bet you all of us remember this term from our civics class, American history, American government. Gerrymandering. Have you heard of the term gerrymandering?
Yes, I have.
Not jerry-rigging, which is different. This
right.
is gerrymandering. 1812, a gentleman by the name of Elbridge Gerry, the governor of Massachusetts, signed a redistricting law that favored his party. So they redistrict to favor his party. It looked kind of like a salamander, so they called it a gerrymander. And it's gerrymandering, and we still use that term today when people try to manipulate the district boundaries for political gain, and I can't stand for that.
Well, no, I mean you're
and
man,
no should when we shouldn't stand for
right.
that.
Nope.
Let's go back 3 years before that. A little out of order here because this is a very important patent. Steamboat Robert Fulton patented on this date. It was a key component to the Industrial Revolution, being able to turn steam and move product up and down rivers at a much quicker rate. Just think about this, the improvement on commerce, Neil, because of the steamboat.
It was huge.
Unbelievable.
It was huge.
That was in 1809. Let's jump forward to 1949.
I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
The great Hank Williams.
Lord, I don't know what I'll do.
This song was released.
All I do is sit and sigh.
Billboard Song of the Year. This was he was the Casey Musgraves of 1949. Record of the Year. They called it Hillbilly Record back then. That was the top, you know, if you went to award show.
Yeah.
And the nominees for Best Hillbilly Record. How would that be received today?
Not good.
If they use that term. I don't, yeah.
We've
I
come
agree.
A little ways so, there.
Yeah. So that was in 1949. 1960, this date.
As you will see shortly, during the taping of the Jack Parr program earlier this evening, Jack Parr walked off the show in protest against the deletion of one of his stories from last night's show. In the exercise of its proper responsibility to the public, NBC deleted this material last night because it considered it to be in bad taste. It is NBC's hope that Jack Parr will reconsider his action and return to the program.
Huh?
That was
the
actual broadcast. Of course, they tape it or record it earlier in the evening, late afternoon, early evening. They've done that for the Tonight Show and these late night shows all the time. So then when the show actually aired, they put that little disclaimer at the beginning saying, yep, Jack Parr later on in the show will walk off. It was some joke or story he told about a water closet. And I looked at the text on it. I didn't see where at any point in time it was offensive.
Huh.
But it was 1960.
Different time.
A little more conservative back then. So Jack Parr was off the show. He left about 4 minutes into the show, and then he came back, but it was like a month later. So he walked away, and Hugh Downs was left then to kind of host the show and take the reins. It was a nice break for Hugh Downs.
Yeah, it was.
1964. Tell amongst all the screaming that that's actually the Beatles.
Sounds like them.
It's their first ever U.S. concert. I couldn't imagine what it was like to be at a Beatles concert that first time in an indoor facility and venue. Could you even hear the music? I mean, of course, this year it's mic'd right into the recorder, but holy cow.
It was high-pitched screaming was ear-shattering.
Yeah. Dogs were howling throughout the neighborhood there in Washington, D.C. It was the Coliseum in Washington, D.C., the first ever Beatles concert in America. 1974, there were lines of up to 6 miles long for gas. It was maybe the worst day of the energy crisis going on, the OPEC issue. Gas stations closed. They limited purchases to $3 a car. 1974.
I remember it.
Here's a historic moment, 1986.
Guess who's coming to the A-Team?
Boy George and the Culture Club.
And the action is too marvelous for words. So get in on the act, because things are going to be rocking and stomping.
Well,
What next?
When Boy George meets the A-Team, Tuesday.
I'm rolling.
Why? Why in the name of George Peppard was Boy George on the A-Team?
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that.
That's like Abbott and Costello right. meet Frankenstein.
I think that's when you jump the shark.
Yeah.
When you have Boy George on your television show. Although he was hot and Culture Club was hot.
I guess.
In 1986. Sing it with me now. Chaney's got a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Do-do-do. Chaney's got a gun.
Ultimately, I'm the guy who pulled the trigger that fired the round that hit Harry. And you can talk about all of the other conditions that existed at the time, but that's the bottom line. And there's no, it was not Harry's fault. Press people with me. I was there on a private weekend with friends on a private ranch.
He was, and he shot his buddy, his
itchy trigger finger,
78-year-old Harry Whittington, his hunting companion, and he missed it by that much.
He was wounded.
That was 2006. Have you seen the movie?
He did survive.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if he ever was apologized to by Dick Cheney.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
We would think.
I think he was.
Did you see the movie Vice?
They
portrayed Dick Cheney as kind of a power guy.
Yeah.
Maybe the most powerful vice president ever.
Yeah, it got good critical acclaim. I haven't seen it.
In the news 2012.
Exactly what happened inside the iconic Beverly Hilton remains a mystery. Paramedics raced to the fourth floor and found a lifeless Whitney Houston inside her hotel room bathtub.
This was the day that Whitney Houston found dead. Beverly Hills Hotel, only 48 years old, chronic cocaine use, heart disease. The cocaine use had weakened her heart, and it just gave out. This date, 2012, the age of 48.
Ad conditionem certam perveni, viris meas, ingravescente.
How's your Latin, Neil?
Weak.
Rusty?
Yeah.
So this was
bordering on poor.
Yeah, that's Pope Benedict talking in Latin. He was Pope Benedict XVI. He announced that he would resign as Pope. His papacy at the end of the month, citing health concerns.
Yeah.
He was 85. Although 85 isn't that old when you got Prince Philip out there at 110 driving around.
Exactly. Right.
So that was 2013. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. She was Ginger.
Me, Ginger.
Aruka.
That's right. You, Aruka. Me, girl. And there's no telling what can happen from there.
Hey, whenever they needed somebody to use their feminine wiles, no, they didn't call on the skipper.
No.
They called on Ginger.
That was a good move.
Tina Louise, 85 today.
Wow.
85 for Tina Louise. I'm never gonna let you go. Light rock.
I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever. Gonna try and make up for the times I hurt you so.
It's the new light, Bob Light. Next time you order a light, don't order a Bud Light. Order a Bob Light.
Yeah.
And we use corn syrup, too.
Proudly.
Sergio Mendes. He doesn't sing. He's more of an instrumentalist and an arranger. Brazilian musician. You may remember him from his group Brazil 66.
Oh, yeah.
Sergio Mendes, 78 today. Jeb Bush. He's one of the Bushes.
Yep.
We have Bush, former Florida governor Jeb Bush, 66. He's run for president a few times.
Yep.
Most recently, 2016. I don't think, was that the first time he had run? Because he didn't obviously run when his brother was running.
Brother ran,
so
it must have been. Yeah, it must have been.
66 for him. Sheryl Crow, she's dabbled onto the countryside
a
bit.
Yep.
She's 57. Sarah Palin on our list.
You know, John McCain and I, we're a couple of mavericks. And gosh darn it, we're going to take that maverick energy right to Washington and we're going to use it to fix this financial crisis and everything else that's plaguing this great country of ours.
Sarah Palin, 55. That might be Tina Fey.
Yeah,
I'll have to
say,
do a little more research on that.
She's so good, it's
maybe
hard to
double check. I can't tell.
I know.
I can't tell. And
it's
that's
just awesome.
I am going to plead ignorance here.
Right.
I just can't tell.
Right.
Sarah Palin is 55. This guy is the reason why I call the golf course that's out in Corcoran the most dangerous golf course in the world. He's a former wrestler and American martial artist. He's the most dangerous man in the world, Ken Shamrock. So the Shamrock Golf Course there in Corcoran is the most dangerous golf course in the world. Ken Shamrock is 55 today.
I am over you. And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
She was Rachel on Friends. She's Jennifer Aniston, and she is
pretty talented.
50. Her and Ross, Rachel and Ross, what's going on there? When were you under me, as Ross said? Jennifer Aniston is 50 today. Do you know who Isaiah Mustafa is? Here he is.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me.
He's an Old Spice man.
Yes.
And those were hilarious commercials.
They were very good.
Isaiah Mustafa is 45. Matthew Lawrence, Joey's brother.
Lydia, come on. We gotta call the cops. We gotta dial 911 now.
Why?
Well, Mrs. Doubtfire, he's a she.
Why?
Oops, caught Mrs. Doubtfire standing up at the old commode.
Right.
And the jig is up there, Mrs. Doubtfire. Matthew Lawrence, that's him in Mrs. Doubtfire, 39 today. And then we're going to go all the way down to 27. We're going real young today on the Almanac. Taylor Lautner, he was that hunk that was on the Twilight films.
Yes.
He is 27 today. He turned into a wolf in the Twilight films. He was a wolf.
Makes him very even more hunkish.
It does. It does. Yeah.
Gone but not forgotten today. He was a fine inventor. I mean, the guy had some 1,200 inventions, including the light bulb. Thomas Edison, born on this day, 1847.
Not all successful.
No. I mean,
when you invent 1,200 things, there's got to be some duds in there.
Well, absolutely.
Some lemons.
You know, it's expected. Heavyweight champion of the world. You may know him better as what his name is, Max Baer. His son was Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies, but he was a fine boxer in his own right. 1908. The guy who gave us Heart to Heart and I Dream of Jeannie was Sidney Shelton, 1917. And probably our favorite Gabor sister, Ava.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore
a fine singer's
view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
TV theme time.
Is there anything better and more entertaining than seeing Eddie Albert in a three-piece suit driving
a tractor? It makes
and,
all the sense.
Shoveling manure.
Yeah.
It must have been his bad suit. That was his farming suit.
Right. Yeah, you could get that one dirty.
Right.
Ava Gabor was on that program, and she was born on this day, 1919. The very, very funny Leslie Nielsen.
Hey. Look at that, the missing evidence in the Kellner case. My God, he was innocent. He went to the chair 2 years ago, Frank.
Oops. The Leslie Naked Gun and so many other things. Leslie Nielsen, born on this day, 1926.
We must give credit to a George Kennedy cameo there.
Yes, for sure. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gene Vincent.
Well, bebop, Lula, she's my baby. Bebop, Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Oh, yeah.
I would say a pioneer in rockabilly.
For sure. Very famous right there. That's Gene Vincent, 1935. What about, we lost him not that long ago, Burt Reynolds.
And as for you, Dougie, you pull your pants down when you're a little kid, it's cute. When you're approaching 40, shaped like you, it's disturbing.
Cameo on King of Queens there by the great Burt Reynolds.
He got his start, of course, on Gunsmoke as Quint Asper, the blacksmith, and they went on to do many great things. Burt Reynolds, born on this day, 1936. And one more, Bobby Boris Pickett. He gave us the Monster Mash. He was born on this day, 1938, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Can't play Monster Mash because it's not Halloween.
Right.
So keep
rules
that.
Are rules.
Rules are rules. We must live by the rules.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we do here on the Bob Almanac. That's all. That's it. All Request Lunch Hour in studio today. And then after today, Osseo tomorrow and Richfield on Wednesday. So a busy day for the All Request Lunch Hour. Busy week for the All Request Lunch Hour staff.
Yes, indeed.
You have a Bobathon up and coming. Could it be Don Williams? Then it's Love. You could also go with 1,000 Miles from Nowhere, Dwight Yoakam. Or If you love a rainy night, even if you don't love a rainy night, Eddie Rabbit's going to sing the song for us.
You made it tough today. Let's go, Don Williams.
Here it is.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.